Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM, and .com. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, rocking the Pels gear. Christian Garrick here with you. Mark Menard at Master Control and on the Sports Flash, as you heard there, Croatia punching their ticket to the World Cup final. Big deal. Seriously, like I'm not being a smartass here.
What would you mean, big deal? There's a lot of Croatians in the New Orleans metropolitan area. You ever ate at Drago's? Char-broiled oysters?
Yeah.
You know, Tommy Satanovic and all that? Where do you think they're from?
Croatia. Yeah.
So they have
a name like Satanovic.
Yeah, no, but there's in the oyster industry, Hopedale and all that. There's a lot of Croatians. So, you know what I love too? Because they beat England.
Yeah.
Ever since, 1755, when the Cajuns became French refugees, I'm anti-British. So,
of course.
So, France and Croatia. So, there's a lot of Louisiana connection there. But you know what's impressive? Croatia is about like 4.5 million people. It's not even five million people. Because it used to be, part of. And they're a relatively new country just right before the 21st century. You know, when Yugoslavia broke up.
Right.
That's how Croatia came to being. So you look at Serbia also was a World Cup team. So can you imagine? Now you can have too many All-Stars. If you put Serbia and Croatia together, let's say in the 70s or the 80s, they have that kind of talent. You look in the NBA. I still say Yugoslavia, but you look at Croatian and Serbian players that play at the highest level amongst the best Europeans right there in the Adriatic Sea, amongst the best in the world. So, boy, that is that hurts.
Pretty significant accomplishment for them.
Yes, because England thought – and Fox, obviously, Fox wanted – France and England.
Sure, for the market. Yeah,
of all the many years that they've been at war, going back the history when their countries formed for, 1,000 years, talking about even 1066, the Norman invasion of England also. That would have been more interesting, more intriguing. And obviously, everyone speaks English in America. And a lot of the announcers, I think they were a little biased towards England, not necessarily wanting Croatia to pull off the upset. But the two best teams to me were France and Belgium. And they would have been the favorite no matter who won out of England and Croatia. But that would be another major upset if Croatia would beat France.
All right, that reached our limit as to how many minutes we can talk about soccer on Sports Talk. Now, it is a pretty cool accomplishment. They're just their fifth World Cup ever since becoming a nation. Here they are in a World Cup final. Pretty cool. All right, our WWL Blue Runner opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Which game on the Saints schedule excites you the most? Falcons at home, Cowboys on the road, Steelers. Other. What about the Eagles later on in the season? Cast your vote online at WWL.com or call us at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870.
You know what's intriguing right now is when I was away on vacation, didn't Sean Payton lose a bet?
He did.
Playing the Eagles.
So, he did. They get to wear their home jerseys.
Yeah, so in other words, that's a big, the Eagles take pride in wearing that, is it Kelly Green? I don't know what they even call it. But that they're going to have their home jerseys in the Superdome. And then what Sean said we could do, that maybe the color rush, the all-white type thing. So, it's amazing on the golf course, you're having fun and the bets that come about. And I thought that was pretty interesting between Sean Payton and Coach Peterson. But that game's intriguing. You know why? Because we get the Eagles in our backyard. Mm-hmm. If we were at Philadelphia, I'd go, that'll be an upset if we beat Philadelphia. But to me, I don't know how the season's going to unfold. But to have Philadelphia to come to New Orleans, if we're going to do anything this upcoming season, no, you got to, hey.
They're going to be one of the powers in the NFC. Obviously, they're the defending Super Bowl champions, them, the Rams.
So you want to be the best? You want to be the best? Beat the best.
I mean, look at the home schedule. The Falcons, obviously. You got the Steelers coming to town, the Eagles, and then you got the Rams. I mean, you're fortunate. It's already a tough schedule, but you're fortunate to have two out of those three, or three of those four, I should say, at home.
Well, it's a game you want to go to. You want to take your significant other or your friends and be a part of that. It's not like the home schedule that instead of Pittsburgh, we have Buffalo or wherever you might think that's an also-ran and not intriguing. The mystique of the Steelers, the Eagles are the world champs. Look at the Rams. They're up and coming, kind of like with the Saints and what they accomplished last year. Now, we still got to go to Minnesota. Saints fans are like, man, why couldn't the Vikings come here?
But, it's the way the schedule
format works. Yeah, they do a great job. The NFL does a great job setting the schedule up.
Washington, Monday night, when Breeze breaks Manning's passing yardage record. That on the text line from 7459. That's another one.
Well, if he just that's going to happen, and that wasn't by accident to schedule the Redskins on Monday night, a national game, to break the record. And that would be that Drew would obviously get off to a hot start and just basically throw for 300 yards a game, which he's been averaging in a Saints uniform. So.
Frank Wilson coming up at 5:20, University of Texas San Antonio football coach. Talk to him about Marcus Davenport as well. Also, we're going to rank the most exciting and least exciting games on the Saints and LSU schedule. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Croatia punching their ticket to the World Cup Finals. Nate Uptown, what's going on, Nate? You're on WWL.
Yeah, I'm really excited that Croatia won, especially the Louisiana connections. I have a lot of Croatian friends, and a lot of people don't realize the Croatians are the ones that brought the oyster luggers, the boats.
Yes.
That's who brought those boats over here.
You know, Nate, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know in the Hopedale area, there's a lot of Croatians.
Lackman's Parish, too, Bobby, Venice, Buras, that's all Croatian.
You know, it's crazy, Nate, and they even have an NFL player that's Croatian from New Orleans. I don't want to someone could correct me or bring up pronounce his name. I don't want to butcher it. I want to say he went to Louisiana College and was actually starting off with the Tennessee Titans. Now, someone could, or it might have been the Colts. I think it was the Colts maybe last year. I'm watching a game at guard. I don't want to butcher the name. Vujinovic?
Sounds close enough.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, well, he was starting off in the NFL. Boy, the thing – and Croatians are big people. When you look at – and just look at Yugoslavia as a country. You look at all these NBA players, Yugoslavia, whether you're Serbian or Croatian, they are some big human beings, and they've excelled in sports at a high level.
Yeah, y'all were talking about which football, which game on the Saints schedule.
Right.
And I think the one game that worries me, just because we've never played them well under the Breeze Peyton administration, is the Ravens.
Yeah, they've never beaten them. Yeah,
they're on the road, too, in that one.
I went on the Baltimore radio station, and they thought I was just, like, blowing smoke, hope we can just hang with the Ravens. I said, no. I said, and it has been – case in point, look, we have an outstanding offensive line. Our defensive line, we think, is better. But I looked at past games under Sean Payton and Drew Brees. We've gotten our butt kicked on the line of scrimmage.
It's the only team they haven't beaten.
So. Yeah, Sean Payton or Drew Brees in the NFL.
They haven't beaten.
That'd be October 21st, right after the bye at Baltimore. So hopefully we're 4-1, 5-0 at that time. So, you talk about a trap game, Christian. But to me, there's no really games in the NFL that could be a trap game, but there always is because you're dealing with human nature. But think about this stretch right after the bye. At Baltimore, who Sean Payton and Drew Brees have not beaten. At Minnesota, then you get the Rams at home.
It's a rough stretch.
Well, I have it almost, Christian, when you look at, toss-up, I got, 50-50 chance. Looking at those games and those matchups, what could come about. I'm not saying the Saints can't win, but I would not be surprised if they wouldn't.
Jerry and Gentile, sit tight. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to rank 1 through 28. 16 Saints games, 12 LSU games. Combine those, 1 through 28, which games excite you the most? And looking at LSU, if you're going from worst to first, from 28 to 1, in that order, it's got to be against Rice. I mean, Rice was 1-11 last year. 1-11. And it's the home finale for LSU. That's really not a whole lot of excitement around
that ballgame.
So is that
like you give those tickets away if you have tickets in Tiger Stadium and you give it to your friends or your relatives?
Yeah, that's like a preseason game.
All right, so here, you want to go to LSU game? Here, I'm going to give you the Rice tickets.
Right. I mean, that's – if I'm looking at it and then
– Yeah, I'd have to say Rice on the list. You have to put Southeast Louisiana and Louisiana Tech ahead of Rice simply because Louisiana connection. Exactly.
Yeah, you put them at 27 and 26. It gets interesting as you go back and look at this, but now at 26, you mentioned Southeastern. Look, that rivalry has never really stood on the football field between Southeastern and
baseball, right?
But baseball, I mean, those two schools in baseball have gotten after each other a few times. So that's where I would put Southeastern ahead of La Tech in terms of that rivalry. But 25.
Well, because of Hammond and the proximity of Hammond to Baton Rouge, but Louisiana Tech, obviously, a bigger program.
Yeah.
Louisiana Tech. They're one of those teams that they want to be in the Power Five, but they're not quite there. And but they're capable of upsetting, a Power Five team. Look, we counting on a guy,
Boston
Louisiana
Scott.
Boston Scott, to be a big part of the Saints this year.
Before we get to 25 on the list, let's go to Jerry and Gentilly. What's going on, Jerry? You're on WWL.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to make a comment about the Croatian football players. If you look back at the history of the NFL, there have been quite a few. I can't call a lot of them, but back in the day when the players weren't so big, the Croatians were. And one
right.
that you will recognize is, I think, the kicking award is still named the Luke Groza Award. Luke Groza was the greatest straightaway kicker in the history of the game.
Talked about him yesterday.
We talked about him. Undrafted free agents. Here he went to Ohio State, and he's a Hall of Famer. And they have him as a Hall of Famer kicker / tackle. So, he had to be pretty big, Jerry. If you follow football, that's a household name. But I did not know he was Croatian.
Yeah, Luke Groza, he was nicknamed the Toe. And there's another football name who is Croatian ancestry you might have heard of. His name is Nick Saban.
I didn't know that.
Nick Saban, yeah.
I did not know that.
Absolutely. Him and Lou Saban, Croatian.
Well, that's good bloodline, good gene pool there. The country, just look in the NBA, too. I don't know if you ever seen the 30 for 30 on ESPN. It was unbelievable. It's talking about when Yugoslavia split up and they went to war with Vlade Divac and Petrovic, who's a Croatian, and Vlade Divac was a Serb, and they were like best friends, played on a national team, Yugoslavia, and all of a sudden Serbia is the Bosnians, the Croatians, they just massacred everyone. And you know what? Crazy about that, Jerry, when you think about it? Paybacks, the B word, because what happened in World War II, the Croatians had the upper hand and they were fascist and they were Catholic and they associate more with Italy. So all of a sudden, they were on Hitler's side and they slaughtered the Serbs. They slaughtered the Slavs. That we don't want, they looked up, we're better than Slavic people. And so that's what happened. And so all of a sudden, 50 years later, the Serbs got the power, and they go, okay, payback, so you know what? You remember when you killed my grandparents and all? And that's when Serbia in the 1990s went back. And a lot of Americans, did not teach that in school. I don't know. But when you look at the difference, and then because, the Serbs are more Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox Church and stuff.
World history here on Sports Talk.
But it just goes to show you that when you combine – those people, they got some badasses. They are, when you talk about barbarian hand-to-hand combat, you can, when the countries are, whenever you were conquering and who you were trying to conquer and you went against one another, you weren't going against no little bitty soldiers. In other words, they
were
impressive people.
Goes off on these historical facts and tidbits. Jerry, which Saints game on the schedule excites you the most? Falcons? at home, Cowboys, Steelers, Redskins, or other?
Well, it's, you know, how can you not say the Falcons
right.
game? You know, because of the rivalry.
Boy, Jaron, you think about it, this could be, boy, you go to the game. That'll be interesting because people are going to have to change their schedule.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving Day.
Thursday night, Thanksgiving Day at home. So I guess, you know, you have lunch with your family and all that. Then you start early tailgating and Thursday night football.
I mean, you just do your turkey right out there in the tailgate. That's how
no,
you,
you got to eat still. People down here in Louisiana, they still want to eat with the family. So you
can bring
the turkey meat to the tailgate by 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, turkey
you can
tailgate.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
You love that. Every time you have your cake and eat it, too. All right, we're going to have Tommy Sutanovich on after the news, after Croatia punching their ticket to the World Cup Finals, beating England. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Got a text here at 870-870. Wow, it's another history lesson from Bobby. Can't wait until Thursday for my next one. Wow. He may need his own history show. Yeah, he is pretty much a history geek, if you will, especially when it comes to war, I mean, combat and world, you know,
well,
world
is,
war,
is
stuff
in,
like that.
Isn't football like the closest thing you can get to battle a war without killing each other?
Yeah, I don't like that comparison.
But. Well, no, it's gladiator.
No, I know.
You're fighting hand-to-hand combat.
I know.
That's the thing. You're not dying.
No, I know.
But you're still competing, so.
Tommy Sutanovich joining us now from Dragos. Tommy, I know you're excited about with your Croatian roots, Croatia punching their ticket to the World Cup Finals.
How about that? This is just amazing. We are so happy, so thrilled, and it's actually a little more special for our family because, my dad was an avid soccer fan, never played professionally, but was, that next level below that playing goalie. And today would have been his 96th birthday.
Oh, wow.
So I think my dad was up in heaven dishing off oysters to people for the people that, decide who's going to win this game up in heaven. I think he took care of his end of the deal and got us a win today. So looking forward to Sunday.
And, Tommy, boy, talk about the festive atmosphere. And is there any particular place in New Orleans that the Croatian community is hanging out? You know how Finn McCool's, the Irish pub. Is there a place like that, or is it at Dragos or what?
I'm going to tell you, yeah, it's got to be. I'm going to tell you, probably Dragos. But I got to tell you, on Saturday when we played Russia, we were at Finn McCool's, and I'm going to tell you that crowd was everybody in there was for Croatia. It's easy to pull against Russia,
right?
But, so today, rather than going over there where I knew it was going to be pretty partisan against Croatia,
right,
we decided to have a little watch party here. We had a bunch of people in the restaurant. We had a great time today. A lot of Croatian people, a lot of second-generation Croatians, everybody watching it. Down in Plaquemines Parish, where the Croatians are way more prominent, I'm sure all the bars and people in people's homes, they had parties down there as well. But in the city, I think Dragos is your mainstay.
Now, Tommy, and boy, looking at the history, Croatia and France, there is some recent history that the only semifinal appearance back in 1998, they had lost 2-1 when France was hosting, and France ended up winning that World Cup that year. So, it's kind of almost us against the world. Look how Croatia, how they've handled adversity. It's unbelievable where they're at. So, right now, whether France or Belgium, I know they were going to be favorite, boy, but this could be a major upset. And I know a lot of people, the casual fan, could say, "Well, I'm going to cheer for the underdog in Croatia."
Right. Well, let's put it in the way we do it with rankings. If this was the NCAA tournament, Croatia was with the FIFA rankings was ranked number 20th in the world before the World Cup started. The World Cup tournament started in Russia, they were ranked 20th in the nation. So, and I think if I'm not mistaken, France was somewhere in the second five. I'm not quite sure.
I think they were because they were so young. They're a young
right.
team like England. I think they were definitely top 10. But yeah, it
right.
just goes to show you.
And so you got the 20th ranked team. Going to the championship game. That's strong. And it's, they're excited. It's fun. I'm telling you, it's a party. I can't wait to go to Croatia and just, watch it.
Hang on the Adriatic Sea.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're going on vacation later this month. So it's going to be, hopefully that party's going to still be going on.
Tommy Satanovich, Dragos here on Sports Talk. I know you're a big Saints fan, too, so I want you to answer our Blue Runner opinion poll online at WWL.com. Which game on the Saints' schedule excites you the most? Falcons at home, Cowboys, Steelers, other, perhaps the Eagles or the Washington Redskins?
I like Dallas.
Thursday night after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I remember a Thursday night game a bunch of years ago when we were in the old Texas Stadium, and we just totally dominated them. And so I'm really excited about that. It's always fun to beat on the Falcons, and I kind of feel like we owe the New York Giants a loss. So that's going to be tough for me to pick one, but I think I got to go with the Dallas Cowboys.
So Tommy, do you still, because I know you go on the road for a few games, couple of games, do you still do that? Do you still travel like at New York or maybe at Dallas or what?
Yes, I plan on going to New York this year, and we're trying to do Cincinnati, and you never know, and definitely Dallas, so it'll be fun.
Tommy, appreciate the visit, and congratulations to the Croatians.
Hey, we got one more game to go. You know, I've got a great friend, Jean-Lou Albin, who owns Maurice's Bakery, and he's as big a Frenchman as they have, and so we're going to – he was here today. He was pulling for the Croatians today. And come Sunday morning, we're going to have breakfast, and it's going to be, you know, game on. So,
are you going to put anything on this, like maybe two dozen char grilled oysters, or he has to send you something?
I think we might have to maybe bet some sort of croissant sandwich with char grilled oysters on it, and you know, one has to make the other or something along those lines. But something's coming, I promise you.
Tommy, thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Thanks,
all right,
y'all.
Tommy.
All right, there goes Tommy Satanovich of Dragos. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Games between the Saints and LSU. 16 for the Saints, 12 for the LSU Tigers. We're ranking them from least significant, or the most interesting, or least interesting to the most interesting. Right now we're on 25. And, you know, I know that the Cleveland Browns aren't necessarily the most attractive franchise considering their record, but the one thing that makes this matchup in week two, I think, intriguing, Bobby, is Baker Mayfield. You're likely going to see him under center, the number one draft pick overall.
I don't think we're going to see him.
You don't think so?
I think Tyrod Taylor is going to be the quarterback at the beginning and see what they do. Now, if they don't win, like what I mean, the first month, and then, okay, I don't think they just want to throw Baker Mayfield out there. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in preseason. Baker Mayfield might beat out Tyrod Taylor, but I don't think he's going to beat him out. Tyrod Taylor, and there's not enough NFL quarterbacks, but you know what? He did take the Buffalo Bills to the playoffs. Now, he was El Succo against the Saints. Remember that game?
Yeah.
But look at the other games and his steadiness, and I think he brings that stability at that position. So, Tyrod Taylor, I don't know, Christian, if Baker Mayfield will beat him out that early. They'll give him a chance to win. And you remember the playoff game against Jacksonville? The offense didn't do anything. It was like 9-3.
Right.
But he was hanging in there. So I still think we're going to face, you
that's
know.
That's the only thing that makes that intriguing, though, is if when the Browns come to town, is if Baker Mayfield is the quarterback.
Yes, because, I mean, think about this to start the season compared to how the schedule is going to unfold. Tampa Bay, we're going Ryan Fitzpatrick and mm-hmm. Tyrod Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Saints fans say, well, so what? As long as we're 2-0.
Well, they should be 2-0.
Yes, hell yeah.
Facing
sure.
two. I mean, look, Tyrod Taylor will be the starter, but he's a backup ultimately. That's where his career is going to
be. He's not about. He's a poor man starter in the NFL. There's not 32 quarterbacks better than
him.
But
my point, though, is that I think that he would be looked at based on his skill set as a backup.
He's kind of like the Ryan Fitzpatrick category.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And he could start for you for a handful of games, but
I guarantee you, on our roster, we don't have as good a quarterback backing up Drew Brees as Tyrod Taylor or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, you only can – how you pay people, how you develop them, so it'll be interesting. But, no, we should be 2-0 going at Atlanta come September 23rd.
The next game on the list, 24, Saints and Buccaneers, the opener, September 9th. You're not going to have Jameis Winston, so that kind of takes the shine off of this opener for the Saints. That's why
it'd be interesting to see. Do you know what Vegas has the line? Because to me, it would definitely change. I'm not on top of this as much as I should, but to me, it would change facing Ryan Fitzpatrick and versus Jameis Winston by a point or a point and a half.
I think it would make that kind of difference.
Right. And the Saints being at home.
The Saints are probably, I'm sure, favored in that game.
What? Yes, of course.
They're probably favored by at least three, probably five in that range.
I would say five touchdown. Five,
yeah, then
6 points.
Jameis Winston not being in there, you could see where it could get up to six. Mark Menard is looking it up right now, I'm sure. The next game, obviously, back-to-back, the Buccaneers game. The one later in the season on December 9th at noon. I mean, yeah, Jameis Winston will be back in all likelihood for that one. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could be, by that point, way out of the playoff picture and on a new coach, have an interim coach by then.
Well, and Tampa Bay is still, from a national perspective, the bottom feeders in the NFC South. They've always said, well, this might be their year. You know, every NFL team, it's a cliche, has talent. But I still think, based on what they've accomplished lately, that being the Saints, Falcons, and Carolina, that Tampa Bay is still not on that level. So, you know, if you truly object about the NFC South, and I think this would be totally acceptable, you split with the Falcons, you split with Carolina, and then you sweep Tampa Bay. So then you're 4-2.
Yeah, but they didn't do that last year. They swept Carolina.
No, I know you got to sweep somebody. That's realistic. If you could do that, and as tough as the NFC South is within the division, come on. Now, 5-1, yes, so you're undefeated. But to me, that you can't be bitching if they're like 4-2, because I think it's that competitive.
Especially in the NFC South.
Year in and year out. Yes, when you play in the Falcons twice, or you play in Carolina twice. And right now, the situation Tampa Bay's in, yeah, you should sweep them. And then, but who would have thought last year, going into last season, that we're going to beat Carolina three times? You'd heard, okay, we got to beat them
and
once.
And beat them decisively, too.
You think we got to beat them once, or maybe, you know, split with them. Then you go ahead and you beat them three times. So, no, it takes that those type of victories. I think at worst, if you're going to be where you want to be at the end of the season, to maybe beat a one or two seed to win 12, 13 games, that you have to go at least 4-2, if not 5-1 in the division.
Which Saints game excites you the most on the schedule? That's our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. You can cast your vote there or call us at 504-260-1870. Text 87870. Is it the Atlanta Falcons at home on Thanksgiving Day? Maybe Dallas the following week. Got the Pittsburgh Steelers late in the season. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Which game excites you the most? 504-260-1870. Text 87870. This is WWL. Love the great outdoors? Well, WWL wants to send you and three friends to the Louisiana Sportsman Show Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo back at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome July 20th through the 22nd. It's the biggest hunting and fishing show in the state and fun for the entire family. Join me between now and 8 p.m. and listen for the duck call. When you hear it, I'll give you the number to call in, and you can win free tickets to the Louisiana Sportsman Show Deer, Duck, and Fishing Expo from WWL.
And, Chris, before we go to the phone lines, look, our loyal listeners gave us the over and under and the point spread. And I would think that's about right without Jameis.
Seven and a half.
I think with Jameis Winston, it had been 5-6. But 7.5 and the over and under, 52.5. I would take the under.
That Bucs defense has improved. Saints defense is – and you're playing with a backup quarterback. Saints defense improved. Yeah, I would take the under.
You still have a convincing win. Because just look, when you average number one in the NFL, whether it be the Patriots, Packers, or Saints going over a decade or a dozen years, you average 27, 28 points, you're leading the league. Mm-hmm. So let's say the Buccaneers' offense. So let's say that they score. So you win, let's just say 28-13 or something. That's a convincing win, but then –
Still under.
Yes. So that's why I think it would be that type of game.
Haywood in Cleveland, Ohio. What's going on, Haywood? You're on WWL.
Hey.
Haywood, what you got? Are you a Louisianan in Cleveland or what? Or are you just part of Who That Nation in Cleveland?
Oh, no. I'm a Who That for life.
I got you.
I may be living in Cleveland, but I'm a Who That for life, and y'all ain't going to take that from me, all right?
All right.
So how y'all doing?
Doing great.
Okay, so the topic is what game I'm looking forward to.
Right. Yeah, which game excites you the most, yeah.
Okay, well, I already paid $100, and I paid a bus fare for round trip for $68 round trip, and I'm going to the Cincinnati game.
Oh, right, yeah.
November 11th.
Yep, at noon.
I've got really strong memories about Saints and Bengals games. Here's number one for me. The first Saints game I ever saw, my dad, we were living in Fort Knox. My dad bought tickets. It was a game you played in 1987. And they're against Cincinnati in
right. Boomer Esiason and them.
Yeah. Was it Three Rivers or Riverfront? It was Riverfront, I believe, the stadium. So y'all were losing 24-3 at the half. Came back and won 44-24. That was on December 23rd, 1987. I remember that vividly.
So you went. That's when you were living in Kentucky.
Yeah, my dad was
because Cincinnati's on the Kentucky
3-hour
border.
Drive.
Yeah,
it was a 3-hour ride. And then
Bobby.
Go ahead, Hayward.
Bobby, before I hang up, I want to tell you something. All these haters that don't like the Saints, and I work with these Cleveland people, right? So they ask me. They say, Hayward, what's the best place to go eat at? And I told them, go to Bobby Hebert's. Only 10 minutes away from the city, and if you don't go there and tell Bobby Hebert that Hayward said he sent us from Cleveland.
You owe Hayward some money.
You got to give him some profits. Okay, Hayward, no. You come, take a road trip. You're going to Cincinnati. Take a road trip to New Orleans. I'll feed you not only once, but I'll feed you twice.
Oh.
At the Cajun Cannon Restaurant.
Look at Bobby breaking out the big
anybody
bucks.
Anybody from the Houdat Nation that's going to
I can't get a meal
Cleveland
over there, though. No. He won't feed me,
Christian. I'd want to be seen with Hayward whenever I'm out in the public with you. Then come on, I have to represent. Now.
Wow, Hayward, thanks for the phone call. Sports Talk rolls on next hour. Frank Wilson will join us at 5:20. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.